Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. 1 week after traveling across Iowa, Senator Elizabeth Warren has resumed the early stages of her presidential campaign this weekend in New Hampshire. Yesterday, the Massachusetts Democrat brought her populist message to two events in the state that holds the first primary in the nation. WBUR's senior political reporter Anthony Brooks has the story.
In Iowa last week, Warren's job was to introduce herself to a state that didn't know much about her. But in New Hampshire, Warren has the advantage of being the senator from the state next door.
So this is great. I am so excited to be here. You know, this is just coming to see our next door neighbors.
But sometimes neighbors need to reintroduce themselves, which is what Warren did yesterday afternoon before several hundred people at Manchester Community College. As she did in Iowa, she told the story of her childhood in Oklahoma, when her father had a heart attack and couldn't work, and her mother held the family together with a minimum wage job.
You know what Washington was asking back when I was a kid? What does it take a family of three to survive? Today, do you know what they ask about the minimum wage? What increases the profitability of giant multinational companies? I am in this fight because I think they ought to be asking about little families instead of about giant multinational corporations.
Warren says this explains why so many working Americans are struggling to pay for housing, for childcare, and college. Referring again to her own story, Warren said she attended a commuter college for $50 a semester. She says, by contrast, federal policies today contribute to $1.5 trillion in student loan debt.
Today, America has said to kids who want to get an education, great, if you're born into a well-to-do family. If you're not, you got to shoulder a huge debt burden.
Warren calls policies like these the result of corruption, pure and simple. And she's calling for big structural changes in the way government works, beginning with a package of anti-corruption measures that would end revolving door lobbying, among other things.
And make everyone who runs for public federal office put their tax returns online. Everyone.
That was as close as Warren came to mentioning President Trump, who has never disclosed his tax returns. But there's little doubt that Warren's populist message of anti-corruption reform, along with her pledge to run a campaign free of corporate PAC money, is supposed to stand in stark contrast to Trump's Washington. It's a message that appeals to Adam Rosenthal of Concord, who says Warren has the background and the record to challenge Donald Trump.
This guy is so corrupt in what he's done that I think that's going to be hopefully what his downfall is.
So Warren's anti-corruption message sounds like it's important to you.
Very important to me. She took on the financial industry in the United States, and she's well equipped to go after him because I think Elizabeth Warren has been one of the true champions of having a balanced economy and taking corruption out of it.
Yvonne Howard of North Sutton, New Hampshire, agrees and says honesty is the most important quality a presidential candidate can have. She likes what she hears from Warren, but with the New Hampshire primary still a year away, she's not ready to commit.
The best thing about living in New Hampshire is we will have a lot of opportunities to see a lot of different people. That is the true New Hampshire advantage. I'm hoping she's the one, but you can never tell.
Warren is the first major candidate to launch a 2020 White House bid, which gives her an important head start in the race for financial support and staff. And here in New Hampshire, being the senator from the state next door, she'll have a built-in advantage in this first-in-the-nation primary.
She enters the race with history on her side.
Dante Scala is a political scientist at the University of New Hampshire.
Massachusetts candidates, going back to Michael Dukakis, do very well in New Hampshire.
On the other hand, Scala says Warren's challenge will be to live up to those high expectations and not to give the Granite State short shrift.
There's always concern, especially among New Hampshire activists, that they're potentially being taken for granted, especially by candidates with a lot of name ID from the state next door.
What's expected to be a crowded Democratic field is growing. Just yesterday, Julian Castro, the former mayor of San Antonio and housing secretary under President Obama, announced that he's running for president. Meanwhile, Republicans are already taking aim at Warren. A spokesperson for the Republican National Committee said Granite State voters will see through her dog and pony show for what Elizabeth Warren really is, a phony. But Marianne Marsh, a Boston-based Democratic political consultant, says thanks to her early launch in Iowa last week and now New Hampshire, Warren has impressed a lot of Democrats.
I'm not saying Elizabeth Warren's going to win the nomination or be the next president, but boy, she's off to a terrific start.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks in Manchester, New Hampshire.